WCNO Palm City.
Welcome to the Mindy Molina Show. I'm Mindy Molina, investment advisor representative, licensed insurance agent, and fiduciary. This is a live show, and I'll be here to take your calls at 772-221-1100 with any of your financial concerns. Again, that's 772-221-1100. Hello, friends. Good afternoon. This is Mindy Molina, and you are listening to the Mindy Molina Show here on WCNO 89.9 FM. I'm here every Wednesday, 4 to 5, educating you and giving you as much insight as I can on various topics, financial topics, investment topics. Today, we're going to be talking about some more of the new era things like cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, AI, blockchain, just trying to give you a little bit of knowledge of what that all means and try to keep it as basic as possible. So stay tuned. I also have a special guest with me in the studio today. I have Ryan Dunn. Ryan, say hello.
Hello. Thanks for having me, Mindy.
Thank you for being on the show today. So this is Ryan's first time in the studio. He is newly licensed and working toward becoming an advisor. And this is Susan's son. So I know many of you that listen have heard Susan on the show before. Susan Hirsch, who's now married. Susan Abatelli. Did I say it right? Abatello.
Abatello.
Abatiello.
Something like that.
Yes. So Susan and her husband, her new husband, Vince, are both in the industry. And Vince is also a Medicare expert. And now they are bringing Ryan into the business. But Ryan is also has a head for investing too, right? You kind of lean in that direction, not just the insurance.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, which is why I have him on the show today. And so how old are you, Ryan?
I'm 27.
27 years old. That's another reason why I have him on the show today, because I wanted to kind of incorporate his mindset and thoughts and a little feedback on his generation and his mindset, because I think that's a big driver of where we're headed for the future. And I know a lot of our listeners are way closer to retiring than you are. You're just getting started, Ryan. But I think it's good to kind of just decide as what the, like, for example, my two boys who I talk about all the time, if I could go back and have bought Roblox when I looked at them and I said, wow, they're obsessed with this game, that would have been a good move. That would have been an indicator. And I missed that. So I think it's just having their input matters. We should never disregard the next generation. So that's Ryan's here. He's going to be contributing to that. But before we get started down this road of technology talk and the new wave of the world, how the world is changing so rapidly, I wanted to just take a moment and do a Bible verse and talk a little bit about my last week prior to getting this cold that I have. Forgive me. I had a really spectacular week. I was with the president and Mike Tyson, and the president and I had a great little conversation. He's always so warm and so kind and so sweet, and ultimately just like who I would want to be as a grandfather to my kids. Like, he, not that my dad is not, he's wonderful, but what you imagine, just this warm, like Santa Claus. You know, he's just so nice and kind. And I had such a great experience hanging out with him. And then I went to the Bahamas for a few days and took a private jet. And it was like first top notch. So I've just been living this life of the rich and famous, I feel like. And sometimes like you have to pinch yourself saying, Lord, what am I doing here? What is going on? I was going to read this text that I sent to my dad while I was at, I'm like facing, you know, President Trump, and I'm having a glass of champagne with my friend, and it's Dom Perignon, which is, you know, outrageous and like top notch. I don't know if there's one above that. I used to think that Veuve was like the champagne. So I'm good with like La Marca from Publix or Prosecco. But I'm sitting there and I am in this like La La Land of where am I and what is happening. And I text my dad. I said, remember that time when I was hoeing tobacco? Well, now I'm sitting here looking at the president of the United States drinking Dom Perignon. Just wanted you to know. And I find this interesting because I know when God is moving in my life. I know when God is working through me. And sometimes that can be scary. And so I had to remind myself that I am a vessel for the Lord. And whatever he wants to do, let's go. All I have to do is show up. I know that. I know that. And so I'm going to share this verse. And if anyone else is going, you know, this is the beginning of a new year. And we always have to be ready for change. And we always have to be willing to let God do change through us and not cross our arms and stomp our feet and say, I'm not budging. This is Romans 12, first verse. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. I'm going to read a little further because I think this is so important, especially for the story that I just gave you. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body, we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function. So we, though many, are one body in Christ and individually members one of another, having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. Let us use them. So that was a reminder for me. Like, look, Mindy, God's given you certain gifts. Let's use them. Do this. All I have to do is show up. And so I've been praying very hard. Lord, pave the road like I-95. I mean, I need a path that is so clear that there is no way that I'm going to veer off or get lost, because I am the master of U-turns. Like, nobody does more U-turns than Mindy. I laugh at my kids. I say, I live lost. They're like, are we lost? I'm like, yes, of course we're lost. Like, if you're in the car with me, there's a really good chance that we're going to have to turn around. So I don't want that. I want the Lord to use me, but I would like for this to be as simple and perfect as possible, right? So that's my message for you today, is just to think about that verse and that long, really almost chapter of about the gifts that God has given you, and let him use you in this world. It's not just about investing, right? And it's not just about building a career and becoming the guru. It's about allowing God to use you in a way that will make this a better world for all of us. And that one day we're all going to stand before him and we're going to say, well, I did the best I could with what you gave me. And I hope that I do that. So let's talk about AI first. Ryan, how are you using AI in your life right now?
I use it for everything.
Give me an example. How'd you use it today?
How did I use it today? Well, I was off work today, so I told AI to build me a structured day to learn more about investments, learn more about Medicare.
Education. No, like, listen, I have these apps. Education is going to have such a reform, I think, over the next decade. I think it could happen next year if everyone would be willing to embrace it. But these schools, in the way that AI think it, the thing about AI is, I want you to consider it, it's kind of like, or think about it as this, like a computer that never stops learning. It's like they created a computer that can learn. This is what you want for all people. If you can, if you know, teach a man, give a man a fish, or teach a man to fish. So we have done this with this computer now, that it can just continually think. It masters patterns. It is constantly looking for patterns and repeat behaviors. It's reading through all of this data, organizing the data, and creating, it's thinking that way. It has a neurological, kind of like how our brain interacts. That's kind of how it's wired, so to speak. So it can go in any direction and think and use any information that it sees. But in real time. It's so fast to come up with this information. So AI, I want you to think about it, is just a computer that can learn and won't stop learning. Like, that's really what its purpose is to continually get better and better and better and continually get more and more information. And because of its ability to learn and adapt and constantly process all of this data so fast, it's become a really, really amazing tool, which is why people are calling it, comparing it to the internet, electricity. Like, it's that powerful. It's that big. So it's kind of hard to imagine, but education is a really good one because I've been using some of these tutoring apps. You know, it's been a long time since I did seventh grade algebra, and it's not as easy as I remember. Well, it was hard when I did it then, but trying to figure out what is the teacher trying to teach my kid, I can use these apps. And I think to myself, why even go to a classroom? You learn so fast, and the way it breaks everything down and it really interacts with my son to be able to say, but the kids are taught that's bad. Don't use it. You can't. That's cheating, Mom. I'm like, well, I'm learning. How is this not cheating? Like, this is teaching me how to do it. So where they won't use it because they have really good morals. And if their teacher says it's bad, then it's bad. But I am experimenting with it, and I can easily see how homeschooling programs could outpace a classroom setting simply by using AI, because it's not just teaching everyone the same. It's teaching you based on how you interact with it. Am I right?
100%.
And it's so much faster that way. So it's such a huge tool. It's definitely changing the world. And that's why we're talking about it today, along with a few other things. You're listening to the Mindy Molina Show. We are fiduciary financial advisors, investment advisors. We have a registered investment advisory firm, and we do insurance. We do Medicare, long-term care, life insurance. And really what sets us apart is that we customize everything for all of our clients. We really want to cater to you and your needs and give you that family relationship that I enjoy. It's why I love my job, we'll call it, because I love the people I work with. So if you are needing help or want advice or a second opinion, please call or text 561-729-2778. Again, it's Mindy Molina, 561-729-2778. And we'll get you on our calendar. We do a pretty involved conversation initially, really just to get to know each other and to find out exactly where you stand currently. And then we'll create some scenarios for you on if and how we could make things better or help you achieve your goals. So let's talk about blockchain. There's three things that I really wanted to kind of touch on today. One was AI, which we'll go back to, but also blockchain and cryptocurrency and kind of how they function together. So one of the things, it's like, well, for example, if I wanted to get on blockchain, how do I get on blockchain? You know, what separates that from the internet or a website? Here's how I understand it. And Ryan, you tell me if I'm wrong, is that the blockchain. Okay, well, let me back up. You have the internet. We all know what the internet is. We all know how to access the internet. We go online. And the internet is essentially this highway all over the World Wide Web, this highway, roads that are going every direction that are connecting all of the computers of the world. And a website is when you put in an address. And now just imagine that website, like mindymolina.com, is an address, no different than my house is an address off of a certain highway. So you would go to that address, that website, or that house, and what you're doing is you're giving your computer directions on where to go, and it shows up at that house, aka website. So there's your internet, and that's your website. Now, whoever owns that website has control. Okay, but no one really controls the highway. so to speak, but you own the website. So I can control if you make a comment or you do something on my website, I can delete it. I can delete my website. I can put whatever I want on my website. But I control that website because I own it. You have to pay for it to own it. So there's that. So what is a blockchain? Well, a blockchain is kind of, I would say, like floating along the highway. It's not a specific address, but it's like a notebook and nobody owns it. All right. So imagine that it was a website that nobody owns. Blockchain is unowned by anyone. And any information that goes on there is, you can't change it. It is uneditable. Like, I can't delete anything. If I put something on there, no one can delete it, including me. Ryan can put something on there. No one can delete it. You can only build off of it. So that's a blockchain. And the reason the blockchain is such a big deal is because of that. Because number one, no one owns it. No one has control over it to delete it or delete information or manipulate information. So these, and how does that become so important when it comes to money and exchange? Well, now there's a hard stamp. There is a trail. Can't call it a paper trail because it's digital. There's no paper. We're saving all the trees. But you can't, it can't be manipulated. We can't lie or steal, right? It's a hardcore. And the thing of it is this notebook, everyone has access to, or everyone has the same notebook. So if you're holding a notebook and you're reading it and I write something in my notebook, it shows up in your notebook too. Like, it's just available for everyone to see. And that's what makes it so powerful, because yes, it is through the internet. Everything is online, but it's different than just your basic website. So when you hear people talking about these words like centralized or decentralized, there's a difference. No one entity owns it. So for example, if you go to yourbank.com, your bank owns all that information. That's centralized. They are in charge of it. They can delete you. Remember cancel culture. So why did the Trumps get so involved? Because when whatever was going after them, they were shutting down their bank accounts. Why? Because it's centralized. They don't have control. So there's a centralized there. And when that becomes corrupt, they are able to do whatever they want. So now you have people that are saying enough with that. And I've read articles. I reposted an article a long time ago where Wells Fargo canceled this woman who was a talk show host. They put holds on all of her bank information because of something that she said. So I was like, how is that legal? I couldn't believe what I was reading. And this was like a headline article. Sometimes I think I read things and I think there's no way that's true. And then later I find out like, oh yeah, they did that. Because I think that we are protected by the government, right? That's what people believe in. That's what I was raised kind of to believe in. And so let me let you interject here. How do you feel about that? Do you feel like you're protected by the government, that you can rely on them?
Not so much, no.
Just say a little bit about that. Like, just in your experience, and there's no right or wrong. Like, this is just an open conversation. Just curious, from your standpoint at your age, what are you kind of thinking?
Well, I guess it's just growing up with the internet and mm-hmm. having all this information. You know, hearing stories like you just said, it's kind of changes your mind on being safe under the government.
Well, you're growing up in the times of conspiracy theories. We didn't have conspiracy theories when I was a kid. We had like Dateline. That was it. We had the guy, Unsolved Mysteries. That was about as good as it got. Okay. And 911 calls, like, that's what we lived off of. So that's what we were influenced by. That Jerry Springer. Do you know who that is?
Oh, dear. Hilarious.
Yeah. So we didn't have conspiracy theories. The internet came out toward, you know, right as adulthood was happening for me, my generation. And I say I'm Mindy in the middle. I'm I was born in 1979, so you're either, I'm not real, I'm like on the cusp of both. I forget what it's like, Gen X and Gen Z or Gen Y. I don't know. I don't track, but I can kind of relate to both sides, to people, you know, the generation below me, I get where they're coming from. The generation above me, I totally get where they're coming from. But I also see the change in those generations. And now you are a whole new generation. So it's interesting just getting your input on those things, because trust is a big factor in everything that we do from day to day. Trust is huge. It is a word that matters, and matters especially with when it comes to how we invest and where we put our money or where we put our energy and focus. So I was going to play this game. I'm going to play a game with you called Would You Rather, but I'm going to wait. I want to go into cryptocurrency and how that plays into blockchain. Okay, so cryptocurrency comes into the picture with blockchain, because now you can, because of this, you know, unbreachable, like you can't manipulate the system, because the system cannot be controlled or manipulated. Now it is, oh, well, this is a good way to know that I can purchase or buy or invest or you know, use this as a money, excuse me, as a form of payment, exchange, currency, try to get the right word there, as a form of currency exchange because of that trust. I can trust this. Can I trust my bank? Can I trust my government? Can I trust the guy that manages the bank? I mean, with this, there is no person. There is no group of people, because so people feel like, yes, I can trust it. So that's where the hype starts to come in. And with a generation like yours, who's been exposed to all of these reasons of why they shouldn't trust or be concerned, this starts to feel like this is something I can trust. Is that true?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Okay. And that's why cryptocurrency is taking such a big, has blown up over the last few years. So cryptocurrency, how that works is that's basically a digital dollar in this blockchain. It can only be exchanged through this blockchain through a digital wallet. So it's digital money that lives on the blockchain. And it uses the notebook. Everything is, you know, written. Every transaction is documented in that notebook that is accessible to everyone. So there's no hiding any money or hiding any transactions. There's nothing under the table anymore. It is in full exposure for everyone to see, which gives us it gives 100% accountability, because there's no hiding money. And that's a big deal, both good and bad. Depends on who you're talking to. So, but also could be, it's Instamatic, you know, and you can go all over the world. So you can, instead of paper dollars or numbers in a bank app, it's digital coins. So you, Bitcoin, there's so many coins now too, which is a whole nother show. But so like Bitcoin, for example, Ethereum, these are digital coins, and you can send them to anyone in the world in minutes with almost no fees, and nobody can stop you or freeze your account or freeze your money. And this is the freedom and that trust that's becoming established in cryptocurrency on the blockchain. So you kind of, in order to trust it, you have to understand how it works and why it works and why people are trusting it all over the world. So think of it like cash you carry in your pocket, but the pocket is your phone, and the cash can't be counterfeit, and it could never be taken by the bank. It is on the blockchain. And the value of these coins can go up or down wildly, which is an interesting thing, because with a dollar, yes, we have a little fluctuation, but nothing wildly like we see with Bitcoin, or these coins, because they're more like stocks. They change in value. So now a lot of people, instead of treating them like money, they treat them like investments. So now it's taken on this investment persona versus just money being exchanged. So that's cryptocurrency and digital money that's on the blockchain. Well, what does that have to do with AI? Nothing. AI is not really attached to that. AI is its own separate thing. And one thing that is on the blockchain is NFTs. Do you own any NFTs?
I do not.
Have you ever seen any?
I have.
You have. I haven't. I've read articles about it, but I've never bought one or tried to. Although I think I'm going to just for fun, just so I can know how to do it. but AI is a computer that can learn, right? It's like it can never stop learning. And AI can be used to invest, like follow the patterns of different coin values and do like robo advising, as they call it. That's what that is using AI to find what's going to be the best potential. But it's not really a part of the blockchain. AI is its own website, I guess, on the highway. But I did want to go on these NFTs. So NFTs are part of the blockchain. NFT is a non-fungible token. It's not a coin. It's a token. So like digital trading, it's like a digital trading card. So almost like baseball cards. Do you have any baseball cards? Did you ever collect baseball cards?
Oh, yeah.
My kids are just getting into this now. So, well, my 12-year-old kind of skipped it, but my 9-year-old now is coming home with baseball cards. And I've been telling Tim, it's time to drag out your cards because he's got a ton of them. And I think that he'd really value that. So imagine these baseball cards like we used to collect, but these are digital trading cards or a piece of art that is 100% unique, because once it's on the blockchain, there's no changing it, you know. Can't create a fake one down the road. No, it always is set in cement. Like when you put your hands in the cement as a little kid, is your hands anywhere in cement somewhere? Like when they first laid out the cement, have you ever seen that, Ryan?
Maybe a foot.
Maybe a foot. But they lay out the sidewalk and you just happen to be there. So you get to put my handprint is in a barn up in Indiana. I have a handprint where they laid cement and they let us put her handprint in. But once it's there, it's there. Okay. So it's like that. So this is a piece of art. It's 100% unique and it's proven on the blockchain. So once it's stamped on that notebook, there's no going back. And people pay real money for one of these NFTs or digital cards. Maybe it's a picture of like actual art that someone created, or it could be a tweet, because there's only one official copy when it hits the blockchain, like it's official. It's basically a fancy receipt saying I own this digital thing that's on the blockchain, and you could sell it, and people do. And again, it becomes like an investment, and they're buying things on the blockchain, NFTs, and then selling them for more money. So that's the whole blockchain conversation. Again, you're listening to the Mindy Molina Show. I'm here with Ryan Dunn, my guest today. We're talking about all kinds of new edgy things and versus just your typical financial planning conversation. We're going to talk about the metaverse next. But if you have any questions or you'd like a review and you say, Mindy, been listening to you for years. I'd love to sit with you. Well, it's very easy to do. You can go to my website, mindymolina.com, which it's MindyMolina, mindymolina.com. You can schedule an appointment there, or you can text or call 561-729-2778. Why is this conversation important? First of all, if you are planning to retire in the next 5 to 10 years or ever, you're at work and maybe you have your money in a 401k or with an advisor, that you need to be with a team that is ahead of the curve with this stuff, because the market is moving faster and faster, and it is crucial that my team is ahead of the curve when it comes to technology, when it comes to knowledge, AI, being invested, making sure that my client's money is protected, but also invested in all of the right places where we have opportunity. We want to grow. We want to protect. And risk is just as important as return. So what is the risk in things like AI? For example, we have, for a lot of you, you may remember, or you might even have been a part of the .com bubble. So that era, it's like, this was when the internet happened, Ryan. So remember, the internet was all the highways, and then you had websites. So all these web addresses, well, people were buying them, this was going to be the next big website. And then you would sell ads, and it just, this big bubble of excitement happened. And it was the new era. You wanted to be invested in the internet. And yes, the internet has changed the world, but the hype outpaced the profitability, and there became a bubble. And then when the bubble burst, all the values of those stocks plummeted. And that's how people got left losing a lot of money. And people close to retirement got hurt the worst because they couldn't retire, or they had to retire with much less. And so could AI, there's some buzz that AI could end up being that same, have that same impact on the market, because that hype, that bubble is growing. And is it really going to change the world as fast as we think? And right now, people are adapting really quickly to it, but that's more generative, like what you're doing, chat.
Mm-hmm.
So, but how much is it really going to impact infrastructure of companies and corporations? So there's some thought. There's definitely an argument to say, yes, that could happen. Do I think that's going to happen? I really don't, because I feel like people are so technologically advanced at this point, and especially with your generation and even the kids older than you, they grew up by screens, they grew up with computers, so they're much more familiar and can adapt and probably excited to adapt to it. They embrace it. That's the word I'm looking for. But for retirees, if they're not working with the right advisory team that is youthful and ahead of the curve when it comes to technology, they could face some, they could lose out, I think. Anyways, it's important that you have a team. Why is this conversation important, and why do I want my listeners to know what these things are? Because I think that this is the direction that we're headed, and we really need to be aware of what all these conversations are. And if you're working with me, you can know that our team is very adverse when it comes to all of this stuff. Right now, are we investing in cryptocurrency? No, we're not going on the blockchain and buying crypto for our clients. But we are investing in the companies that are building and generating and taking advantage of all the new technology that's out there. However, I have many clients that hold crypto. It's diversity, myself included. So I'm going to take a little sip. Something else I wanted to talk about is metaverse. Ryan, do you know what the metaverse is? Do you have a VR?
I do. I never use it, though.
You don't? No. See, you're a step ahead of that generation. So now this next generation behind you, and I'm going to make you feel old like the rest of us, is that they're the metaverse. These are the metaverse kids. My kids, they are living in a virtual world. They put on their VR, and this is where they make connections and friends and everything they do. I mean, you can like walk around. They do everything on these VRs. And they've had them for, I'm probably going through, and there's two kids, so this is probably their third or fourth VR. Wow. They wear them out. Now, I'm not opposed to it because it's really cool. And I am a advocate for my kids to not be sheltered from technology, because I want them to be a leader in technology, because they know how to operate. It'll bring them more value to the marketplace as they become adults. But it's also really educational. It's so many things. It's like, oh, you want to go to a safari? Let's go pet some lions today. We just put the VR on and you're face to face with a lion, and it's like the Omnimax. It's so real and it's so beautiful. However, I'm sure there's a lot of really bad downsides to it. It can't be the healthiest thing to have that strapped to your head all the time.
Gets me a little dizzy.
It doesn't bother them. I did fall off of a cliff. I was hang gliding or cliff climbing, and a rattlesnake bit me, and I let go and fell, and I screamed. And it feels so real. Like, I really thought I was bit. I reacted like a person that was hanging on the side of a cliff, getting bit by a rattlesnake, as you can imagine. And the fun thing to do is to do this to your friends, like put it on them and then sit on the couch and watch them experience, because it's funny. Anyways, that's the metaverse. This is a big deal, and we're well deep into it at this point. I think there's a lot of opportunity there, and I think it's going to be a big deal in the future. Over the next 5 to 10 years, that's going to be a very common thing, I believe, in the workplace, especially even virtual home offices. This would be a great tool. I can for sure see it coming and taking off, because as these kids age, my son's 12, he'll be 22 soon. 10 years from now, he'll be 22. He can operate a VR like I use the cell phones, no big deal. That will be very normal for him. What sounds crazy for us will be like, well, why aren't we using VRs for them? Like, why are we doing this? So my son one time asked me, because I call them COVID kids. They were very young when COVID happened, like first grade. I think Marin was in first grade or so. Anyways, he says to me, like, what were we doing? It was like opening the door and then pushing the button for the water fountain to come on. And he looks at me and says, why do I have to touch it? Because he's used to a touch tablet and voice command. He's ready for voice command on everything. Or when I approach the door, it should just open. Like, why can't we just swipe or do something with our hand and it opens? He doesn't want to touch anything because the germs, you know? And I'm like, okay, we're from a different time. But these things matter, right? This is where I can envision their world, them create, when they become men and they're creating the world or influencing the world, we're not going to be touching stuff. Right? Doors will just open. We'll be wearing headsets. Who knows? Anyways, for some of us, we won't be around to witness it all, but, or maybe the Lord will come back before then. Anyways, the metaverse. That's what the metaverse is. It is interesting, and I think it is certainly going to play a vital role in the future. Okay, let's play this game. You're listening to The Mindy Molina Show. I'm Mindy Molina, and I have Ryan Dunn here with me, who's 27 years old, new to the business, just got licensed. Congratulations. Say a prayer for him. You know, Ryan, I always pray over my business, and I always pray that God will lead the people that need me to me, leave everybody else at home. If they don't need me, I want to spend my time doing other things, but I do want him to send the people that can benefit from what I do. And I pray for that over and over again. And I feel like that's just been the truth and the story of my career, is that, hey, you're here because God sent you. And that gives me peace. So let me pull up these. We're going to play a little game together that, called Would You Rather. This is a game that my kids like to play. Ryan, have you ever played this game before?
I have.
Would you rather? All right. So Would You Rather is basically, I'm going to ask him a question, and then he's got to give me a decision. So these are all going to be investment related. But the fun of it is, for you listeners, you make a decision too. I'll give you time to think about this and see if you make the same decision, if you make the same choice that Ryan makes, and compared to maybe your train of thought. So would you rather invest $1,000 in Bitcoin, $1,000 in Nvidia, or $1,000 in Microsoft? Sorry. $1,000, and would you rather have Bitcoin, Nvidia, or Microsoft?
It's kind of a tough one.
Don't overthink it.
I think right now, I would probably do Bitcoin.
Okay.
Yeah.
1,000 in Bitcoin. All right, listeners, make your choice. Either Bitcoin, Nvidia, or Microsoft. All right. So had you 1 year outcome, right? So had you invested a year ago, because the current price right now for Bitcoin is $73,500, Nvidia $175, Microsoft $415. So if we could back up 12 months ago And, you know, it's all about the allotted time. These answers always change based on a certain allotment of time. Bitcoin would have been down 23%. NVIDIA was up 40%. Microsoft up 5%. Right? So there you go. NVIDIA would have won if we were backed up 12 to 1 year. But what if you could go way back with Bitcoin, you know?
Oh, yeah.
All right, number two. So you could have 1,000 in Bitcoin, 1,000 in the S&P 500, or leave it in a high-yield savings account, about 4 to 5%. Bitcoin, the S&P index fund, or a high-yield savings account.
Depends on if we're playing it safe or not, but I would go Bitcoin again.
Bitcoin, one-year outcome, you would add $770. The S&P fund went up 15 to 16%, so you would have made $1,155. Oh, wait, no, sorry. Bitcoin went down, so you'd only have $770. S&P went up, so you'd have $1,155. And if you had just did a boring old safe high-yield savings, you would have had $1,045. Bitcoin's doing bad for you this time. Okay. Here's a good one on timing. If you could, would you rather, I have to say it right because they say, Mom, you got to say, would you rather? Would you rather invest $1,000 today or wait 6 months and invest $1,200?
$1,000 today.
So last year's real example, if you invested $1,000 in the S&P 500 on February 4th of 2025 today, you would have had $1,155. If you waited 6 months and invested $1,200 on August 4th, 2025, which was 6 months later, you would have had $1,140. So you would have done better with $1,000 today. But this is just understanding that timing the market is nearly impossible, and time in the market. It's like time in the market versus timing the market. It's very tough. Again, no, I mean, how do you know without having time to calculate all of these things? Here's an interesting one. $1,000. Would you rather have $1,000 invested in Tesla, $1,000 invested in gold, or pay down credit card debt and student loans?
Is this $1,000 today or a year ago?
Back a year.
Oh, gold.
Good. Yes. Although Tesla was up 40%, 1 year outcome, you would have had $1,400 if you had Tesla, because it was up 40%, or gold up 74%, $1,740. And then you could have paid down some debt. Let's see what else we have. So you could have would you rather have $100 a month go into stocks for the next 10 years? Or $10,000 lump sum. Let me do that over again. So you can put in $100 a month for 10 years. So $100 every month for 10 straight years. Mm-hmm. Or put in $10,000 today. And what would you rather do?
$10,000 today.
So $100 a month for 10 years. So your total investment is $12,000. It grows to $20,000 to $22,000. If you did a lump sum today, grows to $26,000 in 10 years. So lump sum wins. But most 28-year-olds don't have $10,000 sitting around statistically. So you might have to do the 100 for 10. It's still worth it, as you can see. this is good. A REIT is a real estate investment trust. It's where you can invest in real estate, but by owning this holding, okay? Or you can buy an NFT. So would you rather own a real estate investment trust, a REIT, or own a digital thing like an NFT?
A REIT.
Let's see. A one-year rough outcome. A REIT, a real estate fund, you would have had $1,080 to $1,120. So steady dividends with modest price gain, an NFT, a Bored Ape or similar blue chip, down 40% to 70% for most. So very few went up. So yeah, the REIT was, the boring old real estate fund was better than the NFT. All right. Ooh, this is good. So, would you rather? This is a real world 2025 test that they did for apps like Magnify, Wealthfront, Robo, or AI features in Robinhood. So this was a real world test. Would you rather have a Robo AI managed portfolio or a do-it-yourself portfolio on Robinhood?
Probably, man, do it myself.
All right. Do it yourself. So one of the reasons that robo-advisors tend to do better than people. Now, this is not comparing to a wealth management team like we have, but just do it DIY, we call it. Do it yourself. I just lost my thing. The robo-advisor tends to outpace. Let me find it. Oh, yeah. So robo AI managed beat the average person by 2% to 4% per year. Why? Because they don't panic sell. They don't panic. There's no emotion. So this is one of the big differences in our firm is because, and this is knowledge for you too, Ryan, is that we are all math based. Okay. There's no emotion in our strategy because of that right there. Panic selling or saying maybe, or watching something on the news. So everything that we do is algorithms, or might as well say AI, algorithm based and mathematical based. How do we take the emotion out of it? Well, we develop the formulas, we develop the strategies that are built on math and algorithms, and they give us the indication of should we stay invested or should we move to cash. That's what we call our HCM byline. So this byline has actually been around way before any of these topics were cool to talk about, almost as long as I've been alive. Actually, I think maybe we're about the same age, me and the byline. So this byline was developed by an investor and Vance Howard, who is basically our head portfolio manager at Howard Capital, who we use, uses this HCM byline because he adapted it from Drinkwater. What was his name? I forget. But this byline works like this. The reason that Vance made a lot of money selling he was an engineer and he sold equipment that he had developed to a utilities company in Texas. And so he had all of this money and he was about your age, 25 million. What would you do with that right now? He wanted to invest it. He wanted to invest it in the stock market. So he started looking for interviewing all of these advisors, and he didn't understand why they had this buy and hold strategy, or he experienced that panic sell experience. And common sense was telling him, this doesn't seem right. There's got to be a mathematical way to figure this out, because he's an engineer. So he was thinking like an engineer. And he finally found an advisor that had a strategy like that. And that's what he was looking for, you know. So you put the word out and then here this guy is. And he had this strategy. So he invested with him, and then he ultimately started working with him. And then they developed and have been utilizing and tweaking this algorithm, this byline, all of these years. And now it has become what it is today. And there's a historical, display of how that worked through 08. How did it work through COVID, you know, and any of the downturns that we've had? There's going to be small downturns in the market. You kind of want that. You want that pullback in order to gain some momentum. You want small corrections. But we're talking about big drawdowns. The objective here is to use the technology that's available to us in order to indicate, hey, something's wrong in the market. The math is saying this, all the data that we're getting is telling us red alert, right? And we will move to cash. Not always in one lump sum. In sections, we start safeguarding our investments, because we have an incentive to protect the actual account value, the actual dollar amount. We get paid off that dollar amount. We don't get paid off of a trade that we're doing. That we don't work like that. That's what a broker does. As a fiduciary financial advisor, we have an incentive to protect that dollar amount. And so we do. We take that very, very serious, not just for the benefit of our clients, but for the benefit of our whole team, because we and our clients are always on the same side of the table. We're always on the same team. If they feel lost, we also feel lost. So that being said, we use that technology to say, oh, the market is, things are going, looking really good. All the indications are that we should be fully invested. And then we're able to, it's like when the light is green, you hit the gas. And when the light is yellow, you back off. You start moving to cash. When the light is red, we're out. And a lot of times the data of the movement in the market, for example, if there's all of a sudden 100 new lows in the market, like 100 stocks reached an all-time low, that is a signal that, hey, something is wrong. But how do you know that? Like we have these algorithms built to track that data for a small, like I'm giving you a small sample of so you can understand, but it's designed to track that data so that we're not just listening to the news or reading articles, because that's after the fact. That's after the fact. We want to be ahead of it. And usually the numbers don't lie. The numbers are what can show that there's a problem before the problem is aired, if that makes sense. So that's where all of this information that we're talking about, our team is ahead of the curve when it comes to understanding the technology and taking full advantage of it in order to take good care of our clients. So this has been your first time on the radio. How would you say this experience has been for you?
Pretty great.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was nice.
Have you ever been in a studio before?
No.
No?
I have not.
Well, hopefully we'll have you back a lot. I'm very proud of you. I'm excited that you are pursuing this career. We need a lot of young people to step up and really start becoming full holistic advisors, being fully comprehensive and understanding all of the sides of the business. So many advisors are insurance only, and so many advisors are, you know, stock market only. They don't understand both. And when you're able to sit down with a family, with a couple, and show them, you know, this is what would happen if one of you passes away. Here's how you're going to be impacted. This is what's going to happen to Social Security. This is how much your Medicare is going to go up to. This is how much income you're going to lose. How do we safeguard that income? How do we make sure that she'll be okay if something happens to you? Being able to have those conversations that deep require knowledge on both sides. And not everyone wants to take the risk of the stock market. Some people really like having the security of lifetime income. They really want lifetime income forever. So then they know no matter what happens, no matter who's president, no matter what country does what shows up on the news, no matter what, they are going to get an allotted amount of money every single month for as long as they live. And as long as they get that amount of money combined with Social Security, possibly a pension, they know they're going to be fine. They'll be able to make ends meet. And everything else that they have, because it usually doesn't take all of their money to create that income, but everything else can be invested in the stock market, and they can afford to take more risk in order to get bigger growth and get bigger opportunity in order to, if they want to spend it down the road, or if they want to go on a cruise, or they need a new roof, or have to buy a new car. Now they have that big nest egg that they can tap into that's invested, that's growing, and they don't have to have that fear of losing it in the market. So let me ask you a question. What made you decide that you wanted to be in this business?
Honestly, it was just kind of everything that's happened in my life has just led me to this moment. So, I mean, my mom being in the industry,
mm-hmm.
meeting you, it just kind of...
It's like God's like, here's an opportunity.
Yeah. It really was.
Yes. And you've always had an interest in money management, though. I see that in you and like you're, and in talking to your mom, like And ultimately, people are looking for someone with integrity and someone they can trust to be honest and upfront. You know, the market's always going to do what the market does. We don't have control over that. What we do have control over is how we communicate. What we have control over is how we plan and how we allow. If you walk someone through the right process, they're able to make the decisions with you. You're not just kind of bossing them around and saying, this is what you should do. Like, no, this is what your options are. And if this is the outcome and this is the possibilities and these are the concerns that you have, which makes you feel the most secure? Which one is going to help you sleep at night? Because that's what I want. My clients, typically, we get a plan in place and they feel set and they get to go off and enjoy their life. And that's what I want. I love it when I meet someone or a couple and they have all these, it's like concerns or they're a little bit afraid to take action. Like, we want to go on a trip, but I don't think we can afford it because they're worried they might run out of money one day. Mm-hmm. And I get that. But when we take them through our process and we share with them, like, here's what your options are and here's what that would look like. And then they come back a year later and they're going on a trip and they're doing all these things. It's like they finally have the freedom that they were looking for. Well, I am so glad that you came on the show with me, Ryan. Thank you. Thank you to all of our listeners this afternoon. I pray you have a wonderful and safe afternoon and that you have learned something from all of these topics that we got into. I really appreciate you tuning in every Wednesday from 4 to 5 on WCNO 89.9 FM. And this is Mindy Molina. You can find me at mindymolina.com or you can call 561-729-2778. Again, that's 561-729-2778. And remember, God loves you and there's nothing anyone can do about it.
Thanks for listening. Join us next week. And remember, if you have any concerns about your financial picture, please reach out to us at 561-729-2778. There's a no obligation consultation. All you have to do is text or call 561-729-2778. Or you can reach us on our website at www.mindymolina.com. Mindy Molina Investments and Insurance has been protecting the retirement of families for 15 years. Information provided by Mindy Molina Investments and Insurance and or its affiliates are for informational purposes only and is not intended to be relied upon as a forecast, research, or investment advice and is not a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any securities or to adopt any investment strategy. Get your financial report at 561-729-2778. Or you can reach us at www.mindymolina.com.
Let's give a shout to our great chief cornerstone, Yeshua! Come on.